Morning, guys. Welcome to the Academy Answers podcast. Thanks for joining us and thanks for listening in. This is a podcast where we talk about happiness, success, full potential. My name is Lewin Motivator Carr. I know the motivation bit is a taboo word these days. Everybody want to shy away from the concept of motivation because it is no longer a good sell point. The marketing bit of it has kind of caused people to stay away from it because marketers mess things up. That's what business and enterprises do. But I hope you're of enough consciousness and you're deep enough to understand that you don't have to sway with everything that the marketplace does. You have to have your core beliefs and values. We saw the shift and the move. And I'm sorry to be segueing a little bit into this, but I find that it's important. We saw the shift and the move in the industry of personal development and motivation when we were hearing too much that, you know, from the market that motivation don't work. And there's a whole campaign about that. And instead, people in my space take the time to clarify to people, they run along with that trend. Saying motivation don't last. Nothing lasts if you're looking at it at that perspective or in that perspective. If you take a breath, you have to take another breath. The breath don't last. You take a shower this morning, it didn't last because you have to go home and take one this evening and take one tomorrow morning again. If you eat your meal don't last. Eating, you cannot say eating doesn't last, so it doesn't work. Because if you eat now, you're going to have to eat later again. Nothing lasts if you're taking that approach to it. So motivation is just like everything else. It has to be refreshed. It has to be renewed. It need other elements added to it. It is a part of a system. It's a part of a process. And each element of a process has its own value in that process. So I stand by motivation. It's my hill. I'll die on this hill. We all need to be motivated, to be pushed forward. We need something to drive us. And when that motivation kicks in, we need to use it to boost our willpower to do the thing long enough and consistently enough to build habits. And even when you build habits, you also need to build environment. And when you build environment, you also need to build teams. And when you build teams, you're still going to need motivation, environment, and teams that you constantly replenish that whole system and a couple more elements in order for you to get to where you want to get to. So this is the Academy Answers podcast that was born out of a blog that I had on Facebook maybe 10 years ago. And I used to get questions from people. And instead of answering them individually, knowing that based on recorded history, the problems that people face are usually the same. And anything you're going through now, somebody has been through that. So I theorize that if I can answer one person, I can answer that person at scale by using the podcast. And then other people 10, 15, 20 years down the road who have the same problem will have a resource point. I am here because I had a resource point. Because Zig Ziglar, because Wayne Dyer, because Earl Nightingale, because Jesus, all these people, because Solomon David, all these people are answering the questions of life. And I got a reference point because they leave this information centuries ago. So it is my duty. I didn't choose it. It chose me. I've been doing this long before I knew what I was doing. I was always uplifting and inspiring those who are around me. We all get our callings. We all get our calling. Some of us don't want to heed to it. Some of us don't take the time to connect with it. Some of us have been spooked out of it because the layers that society have placed on us. So we end up one place and we decided because we end up there and we fit in, even though we're miserable, we stay there because human beings are motivated by two things, pain and pleasure. And sometimes the pain of getting to where we want to be is too hard for us. And the honeypots that are set up to keep us happy for most part or to fit us in or to make us socially accepted is too heavy on us for us to break those chains and go through the discomfort to get to the next level of where we want to be in life. I am here to push you, to make you reject mediocrity and embrace individualism, to pursue opportunities for growth and fulfillment over comfort and security. So a friend of mine messaged me yesterday and I was listening to him. It was his birthday, very close friend of mine. We're in a mastermind together. And he said that he was enjoying his birthday with his family. And a big part of that enjoyment is just watching the people around him being happy and getting to enjoy themselves. And he found pleasure in that. That's a part of his fulfillment. And he was also explaining that at that point in time, someone called him with some upsetting news. Some news that was upsetting that he had to take a moment to handle. And it put a little damper on it. And as I was washing my wife's car for her, I start to think about my childhood and how many cars are in the house now, in the household, and remembering that particular type of car that my wife have. I don't want to name drop. It doesn't make a difference. I remember when some guy who lived overseas came into my community when I was a young kid in my teens with that car. And I was there looking at him and saying, look, man, this guy is living the dream. This guy, how on earth, when will I be able to have this car to achieve these things? And it just dawned on me that the material things in life, while we love them, while we crave them, doesn't and will not bring us to happiness, to complete happiness. It is no doubt a necessary element in how we feel and how happy we are and the pleasures that enter our lives. But placing that emphasis on this outside thing to make you happy is incredibly elusive. It's fleeting. It's a false concept. It doesn't work. And while you don't have it, it will look like the only thing you want. And when you get it, you realize that you need many other things. I'll say that again. When you don't have it, it seems like that is the only thing that you need to complete your life. But when you get it, you realize that life is much more than that. And if you continue to think that it is all about the all about concept that we have as human beings, it's all about this, it's all about the house and the car and the good job, when you get to that all about, you'll realize that some work was needed. Some work needed to be done to figure it out before you assume what is your solution. That's the worst thing to do. The worst thing to do is to assume your solutions, baseless assumptions, without researching, without learning, without making reference to what you see around you. Wanting the $10 million and ignoring that the guy with $10 million just killed himself, is strung out on drugs, is depressed, is lost, is unhappy. And they say, I am unhappy. And they say to you that, look, I was there too, and I thought this would make me happy. And you skip over that and think that he's stupid, I'm smart, I just need that. Not realizing that we are human beings and the experiences we have are similar and our nature is similar. And not stopping for a moment to say, hold on there, wait. You know, Before I had the scar, how did I feel? All right, that's how I felt. Now that I have the scar, how do I feel? Okay, that's how I feel now. So, you know, what's going on here? Not taking the time to make the analysis, to reflect on your life, and to make an educated decision, and to come to educated conclusion based on a full thought process. Guys, this is undeniable about life. When you get all that you want, and I'll kind of wrap it up here because I want you to get the point directly. When you get what you want, all the things you're dreaming of now, just close your eyes and think about it. Think about the life, think about the things, think about the experiences, just think about all the things that you want. And I hope you have goals that you have written down somewhere, that you can look at them, tangible, real things that you have a plan for, that you are working towards. I hope you have those because you need those. When you get to those, when you think, close your eyes and think about them. And think about you getting to them. Know one thing, that every other adversity that you can think of, just the craziest things, and this is not being negative, just the things that are regular and normal as adversities in life, whether it be health, whether it be economic issues in the countries that you live, whether it be turmoil, civil unrest, whatever it is that is customary in your neck of the woods. Just know that when you get to these goals, life will not turn off all these things and allow you to bask in all the wonderful goals of your life uninterrupted and undisturbed for an extended period of time or forever or at all. The achievement of all the things you want does not turn off the occurrence of the things that you don't want. I will say that again. The achievement of all the things you want does not turn off the occurrence of the things that you don't want. Life is not praying for the rain to stop, but learning to dance between the raindrops. So start from a point, understanding that you must be grateful because the things that you now have were once only things that you dreamt of having. The things that you now have were once things that you only dreamt of having. So therefore, be grateful for where you are now, for what you have now, and what you are doing now. And even though, understand that as you aspire for the other things that you want in life, be aware that you're not going to get those and everything else remains quiet. You're going to have to be able and learn and get the strength of mind to navigate the rain. Thank you, guys. Always a pleasure. See you on the next podcast.